9 Democrats, all from Juneau, applied for the seat, which represents downtown Juneau and Douglas, Petersburg, Gustavus, Skagway, and Tenakee Springs. The finalists were chosen after public interviews over the weekend. Former Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello chaired the selection committee. He says everyone who applied represented mainstream Democratic values.
We did a very extensive vetting process, both in the form of questionnaires, background checks, and interviews with each of the candidates. It was a very difficult selection process in the sense that we had strong candidates.
All three of the finalists are familiar with the legislative process. Keel is an aide to Juneau Senator Dennis Egan. Before that, he worked for former Senator Kim Elton. Keel is also serving his first term on the Juneau Assembly.
In my case, I can guarantee I'll be on a ballot this fall. My assembly term is up, and if I'm appointed to the House, I'll run for re-election there.
Keto and Reardon also said they would run for election to the seat. Thanks to redistricting, it will change its name this fall to House District 33. It will also change its geography, covering downtown Juneau, Douglas, Haines, and Skagway. Keto is a civil engineer who's been working in recent years as a lobbyist. He says that would not affect his opinions as a legislator.
I'm fully committed as a Democratic candidate for the appointment and don't have any concerns at all about my background as a lobbyist getting in the way of my ability to be a legislator.
Reardon has been a division director in the Alaska Department of Commerce and now works as a legislative aide for Anchorage Democratic Representative Andrew Josephson. She says she shares most of the views and values Kurtula represented in the legislature.
I would continue her style of trying to bring consensus, of working well with people across the aisle and from different regions of the state.
Different personalities, different backgrounds, different strengths. Botello said the three were selected because of what the party perceived as their ability to fill Kurtula's shoes. 5 years ago, former Juneau Mayor Dennis Egan was appointed to fill the Senate seat vacated by Senator Kim Elton. Yesterday, Egan delivered the nominees' names to Governor Sean Parnell.
They'll be doing their own internal checks of the three candidates, and the governor said that he has every intention of appointing specifically from the list that was submitted by Tongass Democrats today.
Sticking to the list is important to the Democrats. The capital city was without Senate representation for 49 days in the 2009 session when then-Governor Sarah Palin refused to appoint the Democrats' nominee to Elton's seat. Kurtula was the only name on the list then. Palin set up her own nomination process, and each appointment she made was rejected by Senate Democrats. On the very last day of the session, Egan was appointed and confirmed. Egan said Parnell brought that up when he took him the list of names to fill Kurtula's seat.
He doesn't want a debacle like the last time.
Governor Parnell's office says the Democrats on the current list will be evaluated on competence, character, and their history in the district. He will personally interview the nominees. The governor has 30 days to fill a legislative seat once it's been vacated. Kurtula resigned on January 24th to take a position at Stanford University's Center for Ocean Solutions. A Parnell spokeswoman says he will make his decision by the deadline. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.